just wanna go back. BFBS,
the Four Seas Station.
Wanna go back, wanna go. Yeah, I just wanna go back.
The 90s Takeover.
The Peter Andre Music Special.
I'm George Ryland, and for the next hour, it is all about Peter Andre.
This summer is going to be exactly 30 years since Mysterious Girl became a worldwide hit.
What he got up to in the 90s...
Gosh, the 3 a.m. girls had it in for me.
His memories of listening to BFBS.
I was 100% in the shower. You were probably playing Mysterious Girl, and I was probably repeating the moves.
And loads more. Let's get started with a track from his new album, Legacy, which features some of his biggest hits that have been re-sung, rearranged and remastered. This is Peter Andre featuring Montel Jordan with All About Us 2.0. Peter Andre featuring Montel Jordan with All About Us 2.0. That was remastered for his new album, Legacy. He told me why he made this album now.
The whole reason this has been done is because this summer is going to be exactly 30 years since Mysterious Girl became a worldwide hit. And I thought, we've got to do something. You can't just do nothing for it. It's been 30 years. You don't want to just put a whole brand new album out because times have changed. It's different, you know, audiences. So how do I combine the two? So the idea was that with Mysterious Girl to start with, I thought, instead of trying to make it sound like a 2026 version, I wanted to go back even further in time and make it more authentic reggae, because the original was very pop reggae. I rang my friend Bubba Ranks, who was the original rapper on the album. So he sounds phenomenal, if not even better than what he did in the original. And then I found a guy in Kenya that had sung my song in Swahili, and I fell in love with it. So I asked him if he would do a verse in Swahili. So we've got this new international take on Mysterious Girl. And then for those that don't know, I've been very lucky to have 3 number one singles and 9 top 5 singles. So I thought I'll go back to all the people I wrote them with. Montel Jordan, who of course sung This Is How We Do It. Brian McKnight, one of the greatest soul singers of all time. And they've now not only come back on the songs that we wrote together, but they sung parts on the songs on the new versions. Also, Kenny Thomas, Arishe from JLS, Lady Leisha, who's excellent. And then 3 brand new songs. It's just such a great way to celebrate it.
And are you pleased with the new ones like Rock You Right? There's so much energy in that.
I needed something to launch this album. So I had to write something that had to be nostalgic. And so I thought, why don't you go back to the late 1970s, early 80s, to the music I loved? Because Off the Wall was the first album I bought, and Rock With You was one of my favourite songs. So it's almost a nod to that era.
And you're going back on tour. How do you feel about that?
Well, that's the whole main purpose of all of this, is because I love touring and I'm 53, and to be able to still tour, and it's such an exhilarating feeling. So to be able to do that, that's what it's all about, really.
What do you hope that people take away from this album, whether they're longtime fans or new to your music?
If you're a longtime fan, hopefully you'll love the new way I've done these songs. And for those that never listened to them before, not only I want them to feel nostalgia, but I want them to hear how I heard these songs originally. Because even though I released them the way I released them, I didn't necessarily hear them like that. So all I've done is made them how I originally heard them.
And do you feel a bit freer with your music these days? Like you've got a bit more control and power over it?
Yeah, well, it's not just that, but I think times have changed. Sometimes you can do albums yourself now and then work with a distribution company as opposed to just work with a record company. And even record companies allow freedom a lot now. So I think it's really good. And there's so many incredible artists that are selling out stadiums and that. So what it does is it allows people like myself to be able to just do things your way. And if it works, it works. And if it doesn't, you've enjoyed the process. Do you know what I mean? And yeah, I feel really happy. It's a real content feeling to be able to just do it yourself.
90s Takeover. The Peter Andre Music Special.
Back in the time.
The FBS.
The Forces Station.
Here's one of the brand new tracks from Legacy. It's Rock You Right by Peter Andre. That was Rock You Right from Peter Andre's new album, Legacy. Of course, most of us remember him from his 90s hits. And as this is the 90s takeover on BFBS, the Forces station, I asked him how he feels when he looks back to the 90s now.
I think we lived in some of the greatest time, you know, musically as well. We're a lucky bunch of people to be around at that time. There's so many legends that are not with us anymore. We were around to see that, and that's huge for us. Feel very lucky about that.
And did you have any idea when Mysterious Girl came out how big it would be? Or was there a turning point when you were like, oh, wow, this is really taking off?
I originally wrote Mysterious Girl for Australia. It wasn't meant to be for England because I'd already had an album out in Australia. And before I came to England, before Mysterious Girl, I had a song in Australia that was much bigger than what Mysterious Girl was. It was called Give Me a Little Sign. The album that I did ended up making me tour with Madonna. I did the stadium tour with Madonna before I even set foot in the UK. And I still can't quite believe when I think back to that time. And then I came to England as an unknown, but I came here to write the song for Australia. It was meant to be for the second album, but I had this dream and this vision of making it back here because this is where I was born, and it happened. So basically, in answer to your question, when I heard it finished, I rang my manager in Australia and I said, you need to hear this. And he said, well, can you send it to me? And I said, no, I want you to sit in here and hear this. And he flew over from Australia. And when he was listening to it, he turned around halfway through and he said, this is a smash hit. And I said, do you really think so? And he said, yeah, but this time it's going to be a worldwide hit. I remember those words, but I didn't expect it to last 30 years. Of course not. I'm blown away by it, really, and grateful, of course.
And that video as well. People like me who were teenagers at the time, we will never forget it. You in the sea, you had your curtains hairstyle, which all the boys did. That six pack, do you still have that?
Well, it's there. It's just hibernating a bit, just chilling because I train a lot. I'm in okay shape. You know, I feel good. Back then it was to look a certain way. Now it's to feel a certain way.
Well, you've done it. We'll always have that video. You've ticked that box. So that's fine. And being famous back then was very different, you know, without social media. How would you describe being famous in the 90s?
Well, it was very paparazzi based and it was intense. But the difference was a lot of things, you know, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas kind of thing. People would party. There would be parties going on for days. I remember I was still quite sensible. I stayed away from anything except for alcohol. Alcohol, I used to drink like everyone did. But it was more that side of it where I would party just drinking and with my friends. But I just remember it became a blur. My 20s pretty much are a blur because you do the show, you go to the best club there is, you drink, party all night, you wake up the next day, you go straight to the next gig. And that's what it was like 7 days a week for years. And there was no social media. So no one videoed you guys out at clubs all night. No one cared. Everyone was just having a good time. And now you literally, even in concerts and shows, you just see people sitting there with their phones. The one good thing about theatre shows, I have to say, is we're doing the Frankie Valli show, that they say you're not allowed to use your phones. And that's what it used to be like in the 90s. People used to watch. They used to actually go and watch and be in the moment. So that's the difference. But now's great too, because you've got social media, you can promote yourself. You can do all the sorts of things that you couldn't do back then.
And was there ever a moment when you thought, whether it be all the paparazzi or out 7 nights a week, this is all just a bit much?
I think because it becomes such a blur, I think you just get on with it. Gosh, I remember one night, Mel B and I, we dated in the 90s, but no one knew back then. And one night, a photographer got a picture of us, of me and her in a car, and it circulated, just kept going backwards and forwards. Neither of us said anything. And then it died down. And then years later, people eventually found out, oh, they were dating. It's just that no one knew. That was tricky because if you wanted to have a relationship, that was a tricky bit because that one photo would circulate forever. Paparazzi's not such a big thing anymore, you know? But it was crazy. I guess in those instances, if you wanted to keep something private, it was very difficult.
Wasn't it the 3 a.m. girls from The Sun? If they managed to track you down, you're in trouble.
Gosh, the 3 a.m. girls had it in for me so many times. They don't anymore. They're lovely. If you were on the front cover or the front page, that lasted a whole week. There was no new story on the Monday. That was the story of the week. And a week is a long time to be the top story. I remember we always tried to avoid being the top story on News of the World because you knew it was never going to be good.
Well, that definitely sounds like the 90s. There were some vicious bits of it. And here is the Spice Girls with Say You'll Be There. How was Madonna with you when you were on tour with her? What was she like?
She was great. Look, the thing is, when you're a mega star, you see, we've got stars now and we've got superstars. But back then we had mega stars. And when you're a mega star, you might be the nicest person in the world. But if you've got 500 people around you that you have to get through to get to that person, it can be a difficult situation. I remember some of the security were a bit funny, but she actually was lovely. And she was really good friends with my manager. So he was like, I want Pete to do this tour with you. And she was just like, let me have a look at what he does. And she was like, yeah, put him on. And she was really nice, actually.
Is there a Madonna song that comes on? You're like, I remember her singing that when we were on tour.
Absolutely. Well, it was the girly tour, but she was still doing some of the other earlier hits. So La Isla Bonita, True Blue, Holiday. I mean, these songs, was it Vogue? And I'm listening to those songs going, wow. Yeah, imagine you've done the show on a stadium And now you watch Madonna every night. And then she mentions you on stage because she goes, oh, what did you think of Peter Andre? You know, like, I still can't in my brain comprehend that time. I know it sounds a bit names droppy and I apologize, but you've got to understand that these were mega times, different world.
Time to get Madonna on then with her biggest 90s hit. This is Vogue on BFBS, the Forces Station.
Yeah.
Vogue. That's Vogue from Madonna. This is the Peter Andre Music Special on BFBS, the Forces Station. As is tradition, I got him to do a quickfire round with me. CDs or cassette tapes?
Oh, definitely cassette, because I missed the pen winding it up. If you know, you know. And the little thing on the back, if you took it off,
yes,
you couldn't press record. Oh, my God. And I recorded over things and I'd be devastated.
Pop rivalries like we used to have in the 90s or collabs like they have today?
Collabs would be much better. Rivalry was horrible. Can I tell you just quickly, PJ and Duncan, as they were known then, Anton Deck, used to live in the room underneath me. So we were in apartment blocks and it was them. And then I was on the floor above them, directly above them. And then Danny Minogue was a couple of doors down.
Sure.
And I used to throw... Yeah, I used to throw parties, right? Now I'm the last person to throw a party. I'm so boring. But I used to throw parties and Danny would always come. She was brilliant. She would be at every party I threw. But PJ and Duncan refused because we were rivals, you know. They were in the charts and I was coming up in the charts and we always used to walk past each other and give that kind of look of like, yeah, 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 I'm better than you. Yeah, you're better than me, you know, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, I remember I used to have parties and they used to bang their broom on my ceiling to tell me to turn the noise down. I'll never forget it. Years passed and I went to Australia. I came back and then they were these huge presenters. I was like, what? And then I went into the jungle and they were hosting it. I was on series 3. And we laughed about it. I said, guys, how has it turned out that now you are the ones that throw the parties and I'm the one that goes to sleep early? Just mad. And we reminisced about that. And so now, of course, I love the guys. They've done so well. But back then it was rivalry because it was music. And rivalry's not fun. You might think it's fun with Blur and Oasis or Robbie and Oasis and all that. But it's actually not fun because when you see each other, you think there's going to be a brawl. And you're always ready for some stupid little cat fight. Now we all see each other and we all hug each other. You know, we see Five and everyone and Blue. They're all my friends now. It's crazy from what it was back then. So no, rivalries are not fun.
I've never had such a perfect excuse to play PJ and Duncan's Let's Get Ready to Rumble.
Yes, yes, yes.
Let's get ready to rumble.
Let's get ready, ready, let's get ready, ready, let's get ready to rumble.
Watch us wreck the mic, watch us wreck the mic, watch us wreck the mic. Psych.
Let's get ready, ready, let's get ready.
Wreck the mic, watch us wreck the mic, watch us wreck the mic. Psych.
Let's get ready to rumble.
Let's get ready to rumble.
Get ready, get steady, and rumble. Everybody rumble. Let's get ready to rumble.
Let's get ready to rumble.
Get ready, get steady, and rumble. Everybody rumble.
Let's get ready to rumble.
Everyone's got to be an AKA lover.
Give us the motivation, we can cause a sensation.
Give us the aspiration, we can cause a sensation.
Give us the girls top speed.
Give us the girls stampede. Style and smile and everybody fuck Riley.
Let's get ready.
the mic, we'll just wreck the mic. Psych.
Let's get ready.
And Duncan with Let's Get Ready to Rumble, which takes me straight back to the 90s. Let's have the rest of that 90s quickfire round now with Peter Andre.
90s Takeover.
The Peter Andre Music Special.
On BFBS, the Forces Station.
MTV Countdown or Radio Charts?
Oh, it was Radio Charts back then, especially if you were in music. If you weren't, then MTV Countdown.
Dance floor anthems or slow love ballads?
Ah, you got to go for dance floor anthems.
Baggy jeans or double denim?
Baggy jeans.
Recording in the 90s or releasing music today?
Recording in the 90s, 100%.
Fan meet or greets or just a bit of backstage downtime?
Oh, I like fan meet and greets. I'm going to go with that one. I quite like them.
Singing live or acting on stage?
Singing live.
Choreograph routine or freestyle moves?
Back then, choreograph, 100%. It's the only way.
And last one, Oasis or Blur?
Oasis.
Maybe I don't really want to know how you're getting gross, 'cause I just want to fly. Lately, did you ever feel the pain? The morning rain has soaked you to the bone. Maybe I just wanna fly, wanna live but don't wanna die. Maybe I just wanna breathe, maybe I just don't believe. Maybe you're the same as me, we see things I'll never see. You and I are gonna live forever. I said maybe.
We'll be right back.
Oasis with Live Forever.
90s Takeover. The Peter Andre Music Special.
Back in the time.
BFBS. The Forces Station.
Now, in case you didn't know, Peter Andre's parents are Cypriot. So obviously he spent a lot of time in Cyprus. And I had a chat with him about listening to us while he was there and performing for us too. You're not a stranger to BFBS in any way, so you've done a few gigs over the years. Now, I chatted to the girls from BFBS Live Events, which was CSE, and they just absolutely adore you. They just said how much every crowd has loved you, how wonderful you are to work with. Because you did the RAF Marham's 100th anniversary Friends and Families concert back in 2015. And you did the Civ Pop event at MOD Lynham in 2018. And that was like 8,000 plus people, huge stage. What are your memories of that?
Well, I do remember going to the bases as well in Cyprus, in Degelia. I remember going there, I got invited and I had a barbecue. The most amazing experience. In Cyprus, in my shower, there's a radio inbuilt. They were really popular back in the day. And that is the only station I had on. So every morning, having my shower, I'm listening to BFBS. Every afternoon in the car, it's got the old cassette thing on it and it's got the radio station and it's set on BFBS. When I'm in Cyprus, that's all I listen to. It's important. It's a part of my life every time, without fail.
This means there is a chance that one day I was on air in Cyprus while you're listening to me in the shower.
I was 100% in the shower. You were probably playing Mysterious Girl and I was probably repeating the moves. Not a pretty sight. Not a pretty sight.
Well, we better finally get it on. This is the original Mysterious Girl from Peter Andre on BFBS, the Forces Station.
Baby girl, I said tonight is your lucky night. Peter Andre along with my blood and spawning behind.
I stop and stare at you walking on the shore. Try to concentrate, my mind wants to explore. The tropical scent of you takes me up above. And girl, when I look at you, oh, I fall in love. No doubt you look so fine. And girl, I wanna make you mine. I want to be with a woman just like you. Make me a go boom. Oh, mysterious.
FES.
'90s Takeover. The Peter Andre Music Special.
BFBS, the Forces Station.
Peter Andre has a reputation for being absolutely lovely. So I asked him if that's something that he works hard at. There's got to be days when you're frustrated and you don't want people in your face, but you always just seem to be so kind.
It's nothing an espresso can't fix. I get up in the morning and I can't talk until I've had a coffee. I just can't talk. So I just stay in silence. I have my coffee. And then once that kicks in, I'm on it. I'm like, let's go. And the other thing is my mum and dad were very strict on that, us growing up. We were very religious and mum and dad were really strict on manners and politeness. And when you walk in a room, you have to talk to everybody, not just the person that you are supposed to meet or the boss. You talk to everybody. And I've really, really tried to instill that in my kids. And look, not all of us get everything right. I know that. I get that. And I've made hundreds of mistakes. But what the key thing is, you learn from those so that every mistake you make is a new mistake. Now I say that to my kids. And if you hear Junior speak, he was on this morning the other day and people were texting me going, God says thank you to everyone. And he went backstage and met everyone. And I was like, yes, because that's the one thing I know that was instilled in me and I try and instill in them. But then there's other things I get wrong. There's no way as a parent we're going to know what to do because we're learning as well. We're in a new world with technology and stuff. We're learning. We don't know.
And you've got the added pressure of them being in their own spotlights now. That's a lot to navigate.
Yeah, although I did say the deal was they were not allowed to do anything until they were 16 and they had to finish school. And that was exactly what my dad did to me when I got my recording contract. I got offered it. I just turned 16, but I had 6 months left of school. And dad said, you're not signing it. when you finish school and you have to finish school, then you can sign it. And so I did the same with the kids and I said, you're not allowed. And they were getting frustrated and oh, but now they're 18 and above. They can do it now, but they still need guidance. It's a tricky industry. It can be very beautiful, of course, but you also have to be very hard-skinned. And I've not always been the most hard-skinned person. You don't want your kids to get thrown into the pit. You know, you have to explain to them that you could be the best poet in the world. You could be the best storyteller in the world and someone's going to say you're absolutely rubbish. Or you could be the kindest person in the world and someone's going to say you're fake. Or you could say 100 nice things and then say one thing that's not great and people will remember that. But that's just life. I think they get that now. I think they understand that.
This is Perfect Night from Peter Andre, featuring Tayo Cruz from his album Accelerate.
I dream of you, waiting for you to see I'm still here. So I just want to love you better. Better than anyone. Cause when you shine your light upon me, it's brighter than the morning sun. I just wanna love you better and show you starlight, moonlight, what you deserve. Dinner with a candle and music and fireworks. If you give me this chance, we could have the perfect night. Starlight, moonlight, and shooting stars. Moving to the rhythm and dancing to soft guitars. If you give me this chance, we could have the perfect night. Lost inside you, torn without you. Tighter than anyone. Cause when you shine your light upon me, it's brighter than the morning sun. I just wanna take you higher and show you, yeah, what you deserve. Dinner with a candle and music and fireworks. If you give me this chance, we could have the perfect night. Starlight, moonlight, and shooting stars. Moving to the rhythm and dancing to soft guitars. If you give me this chance, we can have the perfect night. We got the perfect night. Yeah. Yeah. Let me show you shooting stars.
Starlight, moonlight, what you deserve.
Fireworks,
music, and fireworks.
If you can have it,
we can have it,
we can have it.
Starlight,
yeah.
BFBS 90s Takeover. The Peter Andre Music Special.
Time for an Easter quickfire round with Peter Andre. Chocolate eggs or hot cross buns?
Oh, chocolate eggs, just because of the first word in that whole thing, chocolate.
Easter egg hunt or Easter Sunday roast?
Easter Sunday roast, because then you don't have to hunt for it. You can just eat it.
I love your style. I love it. Milk or dark chocolate?
Oh, no, milk chocolate.
Spring sunshine or cozy April showers?
100% spring sunshine. I have been desperate for it and it's just started. Yes, yes, yes.
Bunny ears or a chick costume?
Oh, I guess in this instance, chick costume, because I can hide some more chocolate in there.
There's a thing.
You have to be practical. You have to be practical.
Always thinking. Big family Easter or a quiet, relaxing one?
Big family, 100%.
90s Takeover. The Peter Andre Music Special.
Back in the time.
BFBS.
The Forces Station.
Before we finished chatting, I asked if he had a message for our armed forces.
I have a lot of respect. I've had the privilege of meeting a lot of you and your families over the years, and I hope that continues. And obviously, it goes without saying that what you do is incredible. And it's also the families. It's a lot for the families too, having a lot of time away from each other and stuff like that. You're very much loved and respected.
Thank you so much. Have a good one.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you as well. Thank you so much for your time.
And that wraps up this Peter Andre Music Special just about. And I can vouch for him. He is genuinely a lovely guy and a talker. That man can talk for days. We're going to finish up with one last track from him, from his 2004 album, The Long Road Back, which was released after his stint on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, which ended the feud with Anton Deck from the 90s. This is Peter Andre's Insania on BFBS, The Forces Station.
Technology is found. Is it what we need, or are we killing the seed? Dictated by the screen, no more following your dreams. The world's become a difficult place to be. Where are we going? Yesterday, 'cause people ain't the same. Have we lost the faith, or have we lost our minds? Where are we going?
Station.